The Moncton Select Board has met several times to discuss a legal agreement with Vermont Gas that would offer the town support for the project and provide local benefits. These include hookups to a distribution line to provide gas service to about 100 potential customers in town. But Select Board Chairman John Phillips says there's no agreement yet on the document called a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU. He wants the Select Board to meet again Wednesday night to go over possible new terms.
The MOU did, in fact, in his preamble, call for an endorsement of the project. We're going to look at that, and we're going to fine-tune a couple other areas on the MOU, if we can. I mean, if we can get Vermont Gas to approve the changes, revisions.
Last week, the Moncton Board rejected the MOU by a 3-2 vote. Phillips is a supporter of the pipeline and says the town could get new tax revenue as well as a new source of fuel for some residents. But
the direct benefit to Moncton is probably less than it would be, say, in a town like Middlebury that has not only a denser cluster of housing, but also the industry that would probably hook into it, too, and the college, perhaps.
A major stumbling block in getting the Select Board to approve the MOU was the language that said the town endorsed the project. Jane Palmer is an opponent of the pipeline in town. She says the Select Board should not give its stamp of approval.
They want to strike the best deal for the town, and I understand that. But signing that MOU, it represents to the Public Service Board that the town of Moncton is in support of this. So it kind of sells the landowners down the river because they can't, the Public Service Board, if the Public Service Board says, well, the town is supporting it.
Palmer says she's concerned that the line would run through some of the best land on her family's property. She says the pipeline should be located in the right-of-way of an existing Velco transmission line.
They're bringing this pipeline, this 50-foot thing, right through the middle of our garden, right through our little pond that we have right near our little orchard, taking out about 10 trees that we don't have a lot of trees between us and the road. You know, it's like if you look down on it from an airplane, you'd say, why? Why would they put it so close to that house?
Vermont Gas spokesman Steve Work says Moncton's support would be very welcome, but is not absolutely necessary.
As we go forward, our goal would be to work with Moncton to try to address the issues that have come up as a result of their last meeting. That said, the Public Service Board ultimately will decide if this project is in the public good, how and where it will be built. We believe that we're very close.
The Public Service Board has set a Friday deadline for parties to submit their legal filings in the case. Work says other towns along the route, Middlebury, Vergennes, and Bristol, have offered letters in support of the project. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.